Aaron Snook has devoted his professional life to creating theater off the beaten path.
I started envisioning a theater that was different, that was more inclusive, and that was more community building. The mission itself is to create new American myths to spark necessary conversation in the community.
Snook moved from Chicago to Asheville 2 years ago to launch the American Myth Center. Not long after, his new theater company received an early holiday gift. The manager of the Zebulon Vance birthplace in Weaverville came to him with a concept, an adaptation of A Christmas Carol, with Vance stepping in for Scrooge.
Even though we literally didn't have enough time to do it last year, I had to say yes, because that's exactly the work that I want to do.
Snook faced a challenge of creating a story that didn't sidestep the uglier facts of Vance's life, chiefly that the Confederate officer and North Carolina governor owned slaves.
It was important that we wanted to fully contextualize Vance, to tell the whole story. We didn't want to vilify, and we didn't want to put him on a pedestal. So how do we talk about relatively heavy subjects within a Christmas show for people to enjoy?
The answer to that question came in the form of toy theater. Along with recorded voices and sounds, the Lone Life performer is a female tour guide who leads audiences through and around the Vance birthplace home. Snook moves behind the scenes from shadowbox to shadowbox, operating silhouetted puppets that illustrate the story.
It would be a mistake to forget the man who fought to protect habeas corpus and constitutional rights under Confederate military rule. And it would be a mistake to forget that he was a slave owner. Could he have changed his ways, as many of his peers did throughout their lifetime? Could he have gained the empathy necessary for the former enslaved people to drop his beliefs of white supremacy? Who knows?
Snook collaborated with Kimberly Floyd of the Vance Birthplace to create a script that hews true to history while leaving the story open to creative interpretation. Rather than drill too deeply into Vance's personal history, the play spotlights the stories of some of those enslaved on the Vance property.
We're not trying to preach to anybody. We're not trying to teach anything. I'm not interested in creating pieces that are completely historically accurate, that are completely nonfiction. I'm interested in storytelling. I'm interested in being inspired by our history to create a story that hopefully we can now in our current days find relevant. I mean, myth is a loaded term, and it can be a very confusing term. And instead of running away from myth, I want to embrace it.
Performances of An Appalachian Christmas Carol are December 6th through 8th at the Vance Historic Birthplace in Weaverville. Just note that they start every half hour between 5:30 and 8 p.m. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.